Hello and welcome to Morning Fuel. I am your host, John Bundy, and you are here because you believe in the power of the spoken word and its ability to change lives, and that by sharing our stories, we can help others overcome challenges that they cannot overcome on their own. Whether it's a victory you need to win in business or in your own personal life, you understand that answers can be found in listening to others who are willing to share their stories, knowing that their story ultimately doesn't belong to them.
Amen.
All right. Today's guest embarked on a journey that flipped the script on her initial career aspirations. Raised amidst the hustle and entrepreneurial spirit of her family's building, construction, and real estate ventures, she witnessed firsthand the roller coaster world of business ownership. Craving stability, she sought refuge in the structured realm of criminal justice, only to discover her true calling lay elsewhere. A part-time job intended to support her college endeavors unveiled a natural talent for marketing, propelling her from administrative tasks to leading marketing initiatives for a thriving dental practice. This unexpected pivot wasn't just a career change, it was a destiny calling. I didn't choose marketing, marketing chose me, she reflects, a testament to the serendipitous path that led her where she is today. As the CEO of Proximo Marketing Strategies, she has nurtured her creative spirit into a beacon of innovation, assembling a team of talents that transcends traditional marketing boundaries. Her philosophy, empowering entrepreneurs to shed the weight of multitasking, enabling them to concentrate on their core purpose and passions. At Proximo, clients find not just marketing expertise, but a partnership aimed at alleviating the overwhelming demands of business ownership. From strategy development to social media, content creation, and beyond, her team offers a comprehensive suite of services designed to let clients focus on what they do best. It's a sanctuary for those bogged down by the day-to-day, a space where balance between professional ambitions and personal life is not just possible, but encouraged. Beyond her professional achievements, which include being named one of Hampton Roads' top 40 under 40 and Hampton Roads' 2016 Woman of Excellence, she's a testament to the power of presence, balancing the demands of a successful business with the joys and challenges of family life. She advocates for self-care, the importance of seeking support, and the courage to step back, reassess, and embrace one's gifts fully. Please help me in extending a warm Morning Fuel podcast welcome to the mastermind behind Proximo Marketing Strategies, a trailblazer in the marketing world, and a devoted mother and wife, Courtney Riley.
Wow.
You are a rock star,
girl. I'm like, who wrote that? That's pretty good.
ChatGPT, baby.
Oh, AI, yeah. We love you.
Yes, yes. So, good to have you here, sister.
Yeah.
How long have we known each other?
10 years.
How long has your family been going to Lighthouse?
Almost 10 years.
Okay, so it's been
10 years. Is that how we met?
Yeah, I believe so. We started going when my oldest was like 6. She's 25. So we've been going like 18, 19 years now.
Wow, okay. Yeah, I went when my nephew was dedicated. So I think he's 9. I should know that.
Okay.
Edit that part. I'm just kidding.
We don't edit this podcast.
So we went for dedication, and I was looking for a church home and found it and never left.
Cool. Yeah. Well, it's great. Lighthouse is great people.
Yeah.
Well, all right. What do we do now?
Hey, this is your show.
It is. It is. I love it. So we learned a little bit about you. I want to go a little deeper. Mm-hmm. First of all, the story of the dental practice. Did you go there for marketing? Were you hired on for marketing?
No.
Or you just
administrative, and had a knack for just knowing the people. They'd come in and I'd remember where they'd gone on vacation or something they shared when they were checking in at the front desk.
Right.
And just those relationships. And marketing back then was different. It was the IT company that did the website did all the marketing, you know.
Right.
And it was
a blog, maybe.
Yeah, the phone
website.
Book. Phone
right.
book. That was the phone book. I mean, I don't think even social media was really on the scene.
No.
I mean, this was 15 years ago.
No, maybe Facebook was still on the college campuses and not out.
Yeah, and I wasn't that cool, so.
Right?
But I got into BNI.
Well, you weren't that cool. Hold on a second. Did you have a MySpace?
I did have a MySpace.
I did too. And I have no idea. I don't think I did anything with it.
I don't think I did.
Except signed up for it.
I don't. Okay. Did you have a picture?
Probably.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah. But it was you, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No,
okay.
I wouldn't put like a picture of a cat.
Then it wasn't like creep.
Or, no. No.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We did. So I did marketing and then I got into BNI. And I remember, like, I didn't know anything about marketing. And I remember that they taught you giver's gain. You know, they were like, you just focus on giving business and it's going to be reciprocated. And so I was like, all right, if that's how you do it, then I just did what they said. Mm-hmm. So I went in there, like, full hustle. How do I get all these people in this room to, like, rock?
Yeah.
And I made a lot of friends doing that. And then I picked up clients doing that. And then the rest was history.
Cool. So when was Proximo born? And what does it mean?
2012, I think. 2012, 2013, something like that. It's Latin for the future.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So,
Proximo Marketing Strategies. So it's been a little while. It's probably went through a couple of versions.
Oh, gosh.
What version is it on now? Like 2.5?
What? Yeah, I've probably lost track. It has. Like, business just changes. But we have fun. We found our pocket, and it's not necessarily a certain industry or type of service. I think the team that I have does them all just, you know, incredibly well. I'm blessed. But we really are relationship-based. So it's full circle. You know, started marketing, went into BNI. Relationships was what built the company. Now, full circle, 12 years later, it's very relationship-focused. And it went through all the places of where I thought business was supposed to go, where it got away from relationship. You know, it got very... we went through, like, the season of being very tech and digital focused. And then we went through all kinds of variations. So now we love the people we work with. And our mission is literally to share the love of Christ. And we do that by helping people step out of chaos and overwhelm and into their God-given purpose.
Awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. So not only has the company gone through versions, you have too. And I think you're kind of... maybe in a different role at Proximo? I mean, what is your focus now? And what
I'm the coffee getter and the... No, I'm just...
That's
I am, man.
That.
Hey, you grow and you go. You know,
yeah,
that's
right?
The kingdom of heaven. Yeah, I do. I think my main time and energy and affection and attention is spent on mentoring the women on the team. So we're all... It's a woman-run and company, and it's... mentorship, loving them, encouraging them, tough love, humility, apologizing where you get it wrong, and then just helping them develop as humans. Like, I know that not everyone that's there is going to be there forever, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I'm gifted with the season that they are here.
Do you have some there that you wish would stay there forever?
Oh, yes. I mean, all of them. Come on.
No, it's just like, you know, parents don't have favorites.
I know.
Right?
No, I don't know. Do they? Like, I have ones I have.
Well, I mean, I love you all, but, you know, I really don't like you right now.
Oh, God. We hope your kids aren't wanting. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I think you have different relationships with your kids. So to that point, yeah, I have different relationships with each of, you know, the team members. And they have relationships with each other. But, I mean, we've had women on the team get saved going to, you know, we go to the Roar conference every year. We're about to go next week again. In Maryland, so we've had, I mean, just women walk through all kinds of loss of children and family law. I mean, all kinds of suffering, and just we've rallied as you realize you're friends and you're there on purpose, and it's fun to have that, man.
Yeah,
because life's hard.
Oh yeah, it is.
So
it is. It's great to have people that fight alongside you.
Yeah.
You know, I was speaking at an engagement up in Williamsburg last month. And as I'm being introduced, your name came up, and then the host went into a whole big spiel about you.
What?
And I was like, wow. I was like, this is so cool. It was great. Kathy Ecker.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And when she you came up, and then she just went on about how much she loved you and whatever. So there's going to be a clip out there, and I'll mention you on it so you see that, because it was really, really special. And I just got to stand at the back of the room listening to that. Hearing about my sister,
that's
you know, on there, so it was a lot of fun.
Shout out Kathy Eckhart,
yeah.
We love you. Yeah, I'm speaking. So I think you spoke this month, Michelle Pippin with Women Who Wow.
Yeah, I wish I could be there.
I'm going. It's going to be awesome. Do they record them? Can we like?
Well, they should. The only recording that was done when I spoke was me. So I set up my camera and recorded. So it should be. You just got to do it yourself, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how much content can you get out of that?
Yeah.
You know, if you're up there for 30 minutes, you get a crap ton of content.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah. So
she's speaking. And then I'm speaking in April, May.
Cool.
May.
Yeah. She's going to be on the podcast next week.
Michelle?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I love Michelle.
She was one of the folks that was a cheerleader for me when I went up to Podcast Row. You introduced me to her.
Yes.
I spoke with her on the phone. There were others, too. Premier
Rapport.
Shelley. Yes. Yeah. So she was another cheerleader for me. And like that, I was like, wow, it was super cool to go up there. Okay. Proximo. And your team's amazing. I did get to work on it for a short time.
I know you did.
I was like one of two dudes that were there like every once in a while.
Yes.
You know, so it was kind of neat. And I learned a lot.
Yeah.
I learned a lot. I learned how much I did not know.
Oh.
It was cool. It was like copywriting. Yeah, I can write. And I was like, holy crap, I cannot do this.
And then now you have AI.
And
you're
like, where was this?
ChatGPT. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah,
but I've gone through a lot of versions of myself too.
I think.
Like you mentioned when you were doing the bio, which did you really write? That was a ChatGPT?
Yes, I copied a page off your website.
So good.
I told ChatGPT what I wanted it to do and how I wanted it to do it.
Yeah.
And then it took that information, and when I finished it, I was like, dang, I'm good.
I know. I was sitting here listening. At first, I was like, did Olivia send this to him? And then I was like, this is really good. Yeah. I'm listening
Olivia
like it's a story.
Olivia didn't send me.
I know.
I will send it to you if you'd like.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
But, you mentioned in there learning to take space and being an advocate for backing up and slowing down. And really last year, well, let's see, the end of 2022, I'd gotten to a place where I went into business young, like we were saying. I didn't know. And back then I thought you kind of had to fake it till you make it.
Right.
And so I heard all the good things come to those who hustle and rise and grind. And
right.
I think there's truth and there's seasons where you hustle, you know.
Mm-hmm. And make hay while the sun is shining, but then you got to rest.
Yes.
You got to take some time to
and
rest.
I never learned that. Mm. I never learned it growing up watching, you know, my parents were entrepreneurs and they did that really well. And they did mom and dad in really well and all that. But resting and Sabbath, the whole concept. So 2022, end of 2022, I shared with my husband, I felt like the Lord was saying in 2023, I was going to Sabbath. I was going to try to start honoring the Sabbath, you know, having a day of the week to rest, to stop. And I said, I don't know what you do on a Sabbath. I'm pretty sure you don't work, but that's really all I know. And I told him, I said, I'm going to start, though, in January. I'm going to start. And I gave a date and all this, picked my day. Still no idea. So here comes the new year, and we're about to start. And I'm like, God's just going to, like we're saying, 25th hour. He always shows up. Right? So I'm like, he's going to have to teach me. I said, I'll do it. So we go into church one Sunday, and they're like, we're going to launch a new series this week. It's going to be all on Sabbath. We're going to learn what to do, what not to do, when to do it, you know.
And you're like, thank you, Father.
I know. Well, I look over at my husband, and Matt's like, did you tell him that you were to... like, so the whole 2023 last year was just learning to Sabbath. Mm-hmm. And, man, if anyone's tried to rest that's not used to it and that's run at full speed, like...
Resting is hard.
You get anxiety. Mm-hmm. Like, you either start trying to fill it without realizing, or when you sit still, you're like, this is weird. This is foreign. And then you feel guilty. Mm-hmm. And then you think other people don't rest because people won't talk about it. So then you may compare.
You know what my wife and I did for a long time when we were trying to Sabbath?
Oh.
We'd fight.
Oh, yeah.
Because one of us is trying the rest and the other one's working. And the one that's trying to rest gets religious. You need to stop, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And that was usually me.
Yeah.
Stop. You need to stop working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's, you miss, like, Sabbath is a gift to us. And
it was made for us.
It was. Mm-hmm. And we're supposed to have fun and enjoy. Like, mm-hmm. I think that a lot of people, I mean, this is a rabbit trail, but don't realize, like, Jesus is fun. Like.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, I think he's gotten a bad rap because there's a lot of people that represent him poorly. Like, he is fun. The whole, like, sarcastic, like, camel through an eye of a needle. Uh-huh. Like, I know.
Do you ever hear him, like, joke at you? Does he tease you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. In a nice way. Not like belittling.
Yeah.
But kind of like.
Like, what Jesus do you know, John? Yeah,
right? Well, I don't know. He's got a really good sense of humor.
Yeah.
So when I told him that my desire was to marry an older woman, she's 5 months older than me.
Oh,
you
nice.
Know what I'm saying? Stuff
love
like
it.
That. And I was like, okay, thank you.
Love it.
But yeah, so, wow, cool. Talk to us about, one thing we're trying new this season, and that is mm-hmm. Something that a lot of folks really get a lot out of, and that is hearing about challenges we've had or failures that we've had that we've either had to pivot or, you know, muscle through or go around or over or whatever. So our what the fail, so our WTF portion of the show.
I like it.
What, like, ultimate, like, face plant or, like, challenge did you have, either personally or in business, whatever you want, however, you know, deep you want to go, that taught you a lesson that propelled you to do better and to
oh, my gosh,
further?
One?
Just one.
I mean, from, one. Like, between 9 a.m. and noon today or, like, noon and 5? Because
Tell me.
Gosh, the biggest one, I could probably sit and think of a bunch of great ones to share, but
like one that could have, like, comes, maybe taken you out, you know what I'm saying? Something
wow,
like that.
Yeah. Biggest fail that would have taken me. I mean, I've messed up so much. I think the longest fail was like an over and over fail. So it was like, that would be the deepest I went, was a lot of the burning the candle at both ends, not taking care of myself, thinking that was normal, not pausing. Man, I got caught up in thinking that the way the world says business should look as you grow was right, and it wasn't. So it's not about just, you know, can I scale and get to this amount of revenue, and then can I get to a place where I can back up out of work and not have to do any of it? And man, that's a good little story there. I chased that, you know, and I did it even like as a woman that loves Jesus. Like I did it with like for Jesus, you know, but yeah. I didn't do it with Jesus. And, you know, I chased that dream that like the bigger we get and the less I am involved, the more I've succeeded, you know, and people would go, wow, it's nice that you have such a great team that you really don't have a lot that you're doing in there, you know. And then one day I was like, just realized the Lord was like, did I ever tell you that I wanted you to go and not do this thing? You know, because what I've done in the business has always been strategy. And I love that. It's a gift. And the best strategies I think I've done is when I go in and I'm tired or depleted and so I'm fully dependent, like we are right now, right?
Yeah.
But you're fully dependent on the Holy Spirit. And you're just like, man, whatever I could have brought in here, on a good day, I might think that what I have is good. Mm. But on a day I'm depleted, I'm like fully dependent. And but I backed out of that. Like, I thought that that was like a service, you know, that we were offering because it was strategy,
right.
It was
right.
Named strategy. And that was it. I missed. I probably in the tracks of that turned away people that God had brought as an opportunity for me.
Mm.
I probably made some people feel like they weren't big enough or didn't make enough money to work with us as we grew to that place.
Right.
And I never was like, thinking that, like, right. I think I'm a dumpster fire half the day. You know, I know I'm only okay because of Jesus. Like, so I don't think that. I feel like I'm humble, but I know that there's roots of pride that probably have come up and been like, you know, or I just thought that we were growing and that's just how business goes. You grow out of some things. And it's like, that's not the way that it works when you follow the Lord.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense a lot of times.
You know, something that I've grown to discover really just in this past year. Now, I have been at least trying to get to know God since I invited him into my heart in October of 94.
Oh, okay.
All right. So my understanding of that was very childish. And of course, we're in certain circles, you're told certain things that really aren't the way that it should be,
mm-hmm.
you know? So one of the things that I would say God is gently dealing with me about this year, and that is the fact that I used to say a lot, there's, you know, the only thing good about John Bundy is Jesus Christ.
Aww.
That's true.
Yeah.
But it's not true.
Yeah.
Does Jesus want me to feel that way about myself? No, he loves me. He thinks I'm cool. He thinks I'm special. He created me. You know, so he doesn't want to hear me say the only thing good about John Bundy is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, no, that's not right. Like, I died for you. You're a treasure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? It's without him.
Yeah, sure.
That we're.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Not worth anything.
Sure.
Yeah.
But even before we knew him, he still loved us, right?
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, that too has been something that. But cool. So, let's see. What else do I want to ask?
I know.
I mean.
I'm like, what are these questions you have over there?
I just get curious. Yeah. So, you have two kids.
Yeah.
And they're
way apart.
Way apart.
Yeah. Age. Bella just turned 5 mm-hmm. in February. And then my son Dominic will be 20 in June.
Wow.
So, yeah. I had him as a, you know, like, we were kids together.
Right. Sure.
And then married my husband. We just celebrated 6 years married.
Congrats.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm still in love. We're celebrating his birthday this weekend.
Yeah. Cool.
So, and then we have, had our daughter about a year after getting married. And
okay. Yeah. Well, you know, all through the question and answer here, and I feel really, really special about this because I've known you for a long time. You know, we've worked together. We had an experience where we felt like God was wanting to get us to work together. You remember that we were in the sanctuary, we were trying to figure out how we can work together.
Yeah.
That's when I actually came to work for you and like that. And it was just one of those weird experiences because we were both like, what is it? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I still think there might be something there. But, you know, so I'm hearing it wove in throughout your talking to me and answering questions. And that is, I know what your morning fuel is. All right. But I want to ask you, what is your morning fuel? The thing that keeps you going, that when you're sick in the morning, or your child is sick, or everyone in the house is sick, and you still have to get up and do stuff, you know, and everything's hard and things aren't working. What is the fuel that gets you through?
Jesus juice. And I don't, seriously, like if I don't, I would rather skip my coffee or my matcha or whatever, hands down, than skip my time with him.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it's in the Word. But sometimes it's just sitting with him.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, one of the things I've realized recently is I've noticed that I'm not there yet, but I've noticed one of the things that I'm starting to do is when somebody's sick or it's something has spiraled, because it's still, that all happens, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of saying, why is this happening? I'm starting to say, what are you doing? What are you doing here?
Right.
And it's like a shift that happens where the circumstance is still happening, but I've now, instead of looking at how poopy the circumstance is, mm-hmm. I'm looking at how good God is, and how, and then I start thinking on how he's been faithful every time that she's been sick or this has, something like this has happened, and it always gets better on the other side of it. So that almost stir my faith to get excited. And it's like, you know, I still am like, whatever's going on is draining, but I'm almost like, but what is he doing? He's doing something, you know?
Yeah, I do. And as you're talking about that, I understand, being a parent, that anxiety can get really, really high when there's nothing, everything's out of your hands, there's nothing that you can do, you know? You can't will that child to be well when they're having a really hard time or when they're going through some things, you know, but being able to, you know, having the understanding that there's a very, very slight difference between anxiety and excitement.
Mm.
And if you realize in the moment that you're anxious, that there's opportunities in the challenges that are happening, sometimes it's as simple as just smiling in that moment where the enemy wants you to be fearful. It totally shifts your whole frame. It's crazy.
I mean, my 5-year-old knows when mommy's stressed, I start singing. And I probably look like to anybody else, and I probably sound like on here, she's crazy. But I do. I it doesn't matter what I feel like in that moment. I know what I have to do to get through it is to just intentionally, my feelings are not my God. You know, my circumstances are not my God. And whether they seem like they suck or they stink, whatever. I don't know what I'm allowed to say on here.
Well, this is you know.
Yeah. But
we don't have to slap an explicit label on it yet.
Yeah. I'll keep it PG. But, even if I know that it's bad, whatever's happening stinks, I know he's good. It doesn't change that. And so I'll sing. I put the worship music. And sometimes I'm like fuming, or I'm, you know, I still have all those emotions.
Singing through gritted teeth.
I do. I do, and like I've seen my 5-year-old sometimes, you know, because this is over
like
years.
Like scared.
Yes, like because you're singing.
Mom, those aren't the words.
Yeah. Or you're like, you know, just really into it, or you're on the floor, you know, and but it does. I think it's a choice. It's like, you know, like being married or being, you know, you can't be based on feelings. Our world is so based on feelings. That's why our divorce rate, people cancel each other. People, I mean, it's just, we weren't that whole, like, I'm sorry, I'm going to offend people, but follow your heart and our heart's deceitful. Mm-hmm. Our heart would say, well, I'm not feeling you today, so I'm out, you know, or that our heart doesn't make us selfless, doesn't make us all the things we're called to be and that, you know, we want to be. So anyways, yeah.
Cool. Well, before I ask my last question,
okay,
how can folks start to connect with you? How can people communicate with you to get involved with either Proxima or your strategies or just to get to know you?
I've got a website, CourtneyBReilly.com, and so lots of things on there. I'm about to launch with my little sister a podcast called Truth Tellers, and we're going to be talking openly about topics that women don't typically talk about, especially in church, but even I know just in the world. You know, abortion and addiction and body image issues and pornography and all kinds of things that just don't get talked about. But women a lot of times suffer in silence or think they're the only ones dealing with it. And we know, just like you said at the start of this, there's power in your testimony. And so we're going to have people come on and share on their testimony, and we're going to share ours. And but that's on there. And I'm on, I don't know, all the social media stuff. And
sure.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Last question.
Okay.
Courtney B. Reilly of Proximo Marketing Strategies, wife, mother, what do you need most right now?
What do I need most? Joy, opportunities to have fun. I guess, I mean, I honestly, like, if I'm being real, that's like a, here's the real answer. I feel like I'm good. I mean, I'm good. And there's probably lots of things I really do need, you know, but I'm like, I'm content. I'm happy.
Good.
I want opportunities. Here's a good one. I want opportunities to, just share my story, to connect, to encourage, to help. So if I can help somebody with what they're doing in business, if I can help someone, woman walking through something she feels like she's alone in, if I can help, you know, an organization that wants to get the word out or whatever it is, brainstorm, I want to help.
Cool. Yeah. Love it. This is going to be a little shameless plug right here, but I hear you're starting a podcast.
Yes.
Do you got all the pieces, the parts, and you just need to put them together or what? Okay, very, very good. Yep. Very good. Because we do have our monthly a podcast masterclass is next Wednesday at the York County Chamber of Commerce. And we're going to give everybody that comes everything they need if they only have an idea for their podcast, or if they only have the, I want to do a podcast, but I don't have an idea. By the end of that 3 hours, so it's going to go from 2 to 5. By the end of that 3 hours, they're going to have a fully functional podcast.
Wow, that's
awesome. And have recorded their first episode. And I get them I get them through that whole thing in the 3 hours.
So. You guys should definitely go to that.
Yeah,
I'm going to go to it just to go to it.
Oh, come
That's
on.
So
that would
cool.
be awesome.
Yeah,
bring your team.
Course.
It is a paid class, but it's not per head. If you have a team,
cool.
you get to bring the team for the same price as if an individual.
I love it.
Comes.
I love that you're actually doing something in it. It's not just teaching them. They're going to like hands on.
Oh, yeah. It's like, okay, timer, go. We're going to start building your podcast.
So then they see how easy, you know, they're intimidated by it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Love it. Cool. Yeah, well, I'll be there.
I want to dispel all the fear.
Yeah.
Take the fear away. That's
so
awesome.
If you want to connect with me, come to John Bundy's podcast class.
That's right. Do it.
There you
Do
go.
It.
I'll be there.
Yeah, and the very next day, my wife and my daughter, her boyfriend, and I are going to Puerto Rico. So we're going the very next day.
For your new venture. Have you talked about that on here?
Not yet.
Okay. Coming soon. That's
coming
the do-do-do-do.
Yep, Casita Marical. Ooh. My wife and I are learning Spanish now on the using the Babbel app. But anyways, very cool.
Oh, yep, cool. Well, thanks for having me on here. This is fun.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome. So thoroughly look forward to this. So have a great day. Have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah,
tell the fam
too.
I said hello.
I will.